This is Rhema for Today.
Psychology is the study of the human mind operating through the physical senses or the body. A psychologist or a psychiatrist, unless he's born again, would never know himself, because they do not know that they are a spirit being. They only think of themselves as being a mind and a body, or a soul and body. You'll notice psychology, psychiatrist. Well, it comes from the Greek word psyche, which is translated soul through the New Testament.
You're listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, Volume 1.
The innermost man, the real man, receives eternal life and is born again. But his intellect and emotions, which compose his soul, still have to be dealt with. They are not born again. They are to be renewed. Paul speaks about the renewing of the mind in Romans, the 12th chapter. Turn there now to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, and look at verse 1 and verse 2. And I think now, by approaching it this way, we'll understand as never before what he's saying here. Because, again, he is not writing... In Romans, Paul is not writing to sinners. He's not writing to the world. He's writing a letter to the church. In Romans, the first chapter, in the 7th verse, he addresses this letter to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. Now, are you listening? Called to be saints. It applies to all that be in Tulsa, called to be saints, and all that be wherever you live. Now notice what he said here in Romans 12:1. Again, I beseech you therefore, brethren. He used a very similar term that James did. James said, beloved brethren, in talking about receiving the engrafted word with meekness, which is able to save your souls. He called them beloved brethren. Now Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you do two things. That first, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. One translation said, which is your spiritual service. First, he said, you do something with your body. See, the new birth and the being baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost doesn't change your body any. You still got the same body you had. But you'll have to do something with it. You got help. You got the Holy Ghost to help you do something with the body. God's not going to do anything with it. You'll have to do it. You present your body to God, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto him, which is a reasonable service. Now notice verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. Now how? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Now, how is the mind renewed? Are restored. You know, there's a statement over there in the 23rd Psalm that says, the Lord restoreth my soul. Spirit's born again. He doesn't restore our spirit. Our spirit's born again, but our soul is renewed or is restored. Now, if you look that word up, the Hebrew word up in the Hebrew concordance translated restoreth, and you look up the Greek word in the Greek concordance translated renew, you'll find out they mean about the same thing. Renew or restore. In other words, like this, you've got an old chair there. It's very old, but it's valuable because it's old. It's antique. But it's all, you know, the fabric's all worn out of it. It's just all, you know, just look like a wreck. But you renew that or restore that, you see. Well, a man's spirit's not restored. See, that's the same chair that it was, but it's restored, it's renewed. But a man's spirit becomes a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. Now, we have this expression then relative to the soul. Receive the ingrafted word with meekness, which is able to save your souls. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. He restoreth my soul. It is the word of God that restores our souls, that renews our souls, that saves our souls, or heals our souls. Are you listening? Amen. Now, while we're on this, let's go a little bit further. Let's go just a little bit further here. Psychology is the study of the human mind operating through the physical senses or the body. A psychologist or a psychiatrist, unless he's born again, would never know himself, because they do not know that they are a spirit being. They only think of themselves as being a mind and a body, or a soul and body. You'll notice psychology, psychiatrist. Well, it comes from the Greek word psyche, which is translated soul through the New Testament. Are you following me? Psychology. It's the operation of the soul, so they left the spirit out entirely. Now, the psychiatrist or the psychologist has dug down into man. They found out that there's something else down there. They didn't know what it was. So they called it a subconscious mind. No, man doesn't have a subconscious mind. If he did, the Bible would have said so. I'll tell you what they discovered, and they didn't know what it was, didn't know how to deal with it, and don't know how to handle it. It's the spirit of man that they discovered. And they didn't know what it was. And unless the spirit of man is really born again and comes into fellowship with God, then the spirit can never be developed in real godly spiritual things. And man can never become who he should be. You know, you hear a lot of times people asking out in the world, you know. You see this happening with our young people yesterday and today, and particularly in days gone by, and people asking, you know, who am I? You know, I never asked the question in my life, who am I? I know who I am. See, that's the most asinine question that a supposedly intelligent person ever asks. But of course, you see, they don't know who they are, because they're wandering out there in a wilderness of unbelief and darkness. Now, I was out there one day, but I was born again when I was 15 years old, 4 months before my 16th birthday. And since April of 1933, I've never asked the question, who am I? I know who I am. I hear them sometimes in interviews and so on and so forth, on the TV and so on, asking, who am I? And I always speak up, you know, and say, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. That's who I am. Hallelujah to God. Praise God. Amen. I found out who I was on the bed of affliction and sickness, you see, 40 some odd years ago. Amen. Now, I want you to see something now. I want you to see something, because a lot of what we have teachings and supposedly, now listen carefully to me. We'll straighten a lot of it out later, but I'm going to drop some things on you. Supposedly dealing with evil spirits and demons and whatever some people call inner healing is a mixture, is trying to mix psychology with the Bible, and they won't mix any more than oil and water will mix. Are you listening to me carefully now? Now, first of all, if you're really born again and got the life and the nature of God in you, your spirit don't need healing. It's already a new man.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Lynette Hagin on USB, entitled Prayer. In our chaotic world, we can't afford not to pray. It's how we tap into the power of God and overcome the challenges we face. As we spend time with Him, we receive the strength and guidance we need each day. We are also offering Denise Hagin Burns' series entitled Pathway to Success, which features 9 inspiring messages. We don't have to do life alone. God sent His Holy Spirit to help us. He will guide us in every aspect of our lives, from raising children to making decisions and moving to new seasons. We can rely on God's Spirit as we walk our everyday life. He will lead us on pathways to success. All 19 messages are at the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Coming up in September, yes. Wow, Kindle the Flame Women's Conference. That's September the 26th through the 8th, but registration is open now. You can go online at rhema.org/KTF and register for the conference.
Hey, listen, you know, Lynette, she said when God told her to start having a women's conference, she said, well, it's not going to be like any other women's conference, and it's not. And let me tell you what, I don't know how many testimonies I've got, yes, from guys that they made an effort, they got their wife registered, they did all the things that was necessary so they could attend, and they said their wife actually came back a different person.
Yes.
So listen, guys, hey, this is a fantastic conference. They're going to talk about how that God is the head, and
yes,
and they're not going to talk about defeat. They're going to talk about,
we're not victims, we're victors.
Yeah, that's what Lynette said.
Yes.
And actually the theme this year is the steps of a good woman are ordered of the Lord.
Yes.
Hey, go right now and get that done, ladies, and you guys, make sure your lady gets here.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, Volume 1. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.